Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ken Seide, and he is the Executive Director of the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning.
You have several things happening here in March coming right up at the Warren Cultural Center. So what's the first thing we want to talk about?
Well, we have a busy weekend coming up, that first weekend of March on the 4th and the 5th. And the first event in that lineup is on Friday night at 7 o'clock. We have the University of Iowa Latin Jazz Ensemble coming to play for us. We have benefited from a good relationship with the U of I music department over there, and they have sent us several groups in the past of more classical music. But this is a student group that is directed by one of the professors there and is really considered one of the premier ensembles in the music program.
Sounds like maybe people will want to get up and dance in the aisles.
Well, I hope so. If they're feeling that Latin beat, you know, this is about an 8 or 9 member group, mm-hmm. and they have made some CDs. They have played with a lot of the greats of this style of music. So I'm sure it's going to be top-notch talent right here on our stage.
Okay, and time again for that is?
The time for that is at 7 p.m. The doors to our theater open at 6:15, and this is admission just by a donation. There's no
ticket
for that in advance, so however you feel so led to attend.
So come on over and get a little Latin blood going there. Sounds like fun, Ken. And that's, and we can talk a little more about this, but that's one of the fun things I think about the Warren Cultural Center is that you offer such a wide variety of things. So let's move on, though, to the next item that you have on your agenda.
Yeah. Well, then the next day, on Saturday, March 5th, we have a new sort of event for us. We have 5 artists who are the recipients of the Iowa Artist Council Fellowships, Art Fellowships, from 2015, and they are on tour going around the state making several different stops, and one of those stops is going to be here at the Warren Cultural Center. So they will be here Saturday afternoon starting at 2 o'clock. Two of the artists, Rob Stevens and Rachel Buss, are going to be presenting a zine-making workshop. Now, a zine is kind of a simple comic book-like assembly of art, illustration, writing, whatever you want to make it. It's very easy to do, but they are going to be doing a workshop helping people create their own pieces of art. And that starts at 2 o'clock. There's no charge for that. And then later in the afternoon, they will be joined by 3 other artists at 4 o'clock, they will all give a talk just to present their works. They're bringing some of their pieces with them to exhibit, so it's kind of a pop-up exhibit. Each of them will have several pieces, and several of those pieces will stay on display in our lobby gallery for several weeks following the event. But they will be there to talk about their creative process, the type of work that they do. 4 of them are visual artists. They do drawings, they do photography, they do a variety of mediums. And one of them is a writer. So following that talk at 4 is just an open-ended reception at 5 o'clock. So really a chance to just meet them face-to-face, talk to them about their work, and hear a little more about the art scene coming to us from across Iowa.
You know, sometimes when we're not acquainted with people or we're not acquainted with that art scene, I think we're just sort of oblivious to it. But here you're letting us see this is happening in Iowa, and you know, it's a great opportunity to come, not only to see the work, because we can go to an art gallery someplace and see the work, but see the people.
Yeah, and that's a real plus to have both of those right here. You know, it's one thing to see a marvelous piece of illustration or artwork on the wall, but to be able to talk to the artist and really hear from him or her what it took to create that, what was going on in their heads, what was their imagination, you know, to hear all of that connected mm-hmm. with the piece is a lot of fun and very educational.
You bet, and great opportunity. So again, the date, that's on Saturday the that's on Friday the 5th or Saturday?
Saturday the 5th, and the zine making workshop starts at 2 o'clock, the talk at 4, the reception at 5.
Okay, and no fee for that either?
No, that's all free of charge. If someone is interested in the workshop and would like more information or would like to sign up ahead of time, that would be helpful for our planning. So they can give a call or an email to us, and we'll give that number or through our website in a little bit here.
Yes.
That people can let us know they would like to attend.
Okay. So, because you have one more event you want to talk about?
Yeah, one more.
Yeah.
Show.
Wow.
And this is a big one, a fun one. As you said, we like variety. So Friday night, we've got Latin jazz going on. Saturday night, we have a review show coming that is called Sweet Dreams and Honky Tonk.
Hmm.
And this is the music of Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, and Loretta Lynn. Four of the biggest names in country music, classic music. And this 6-member band from Wisconsin presents their music, talks a little about their lives, really puts on a very enjoyable show.
Sounds like great opportunity. And again, a bit of a mix, although, as you say, they're all classic country, but a bit of a mix of the kind of music they did.
Yeah. You know, and each of those artists was groundbreaking
yes.
in his or her own way. You know, they crossed over. Their music has had appeal for generations. This is one of our premier series performances, our top bill performers that we bring in, some nationally traveling acts. So that show is at 7 o'clock. Doors to the theater open at 6:15. And there is a ticket price for that. I recommend people getting their tickets in advance through our website or by calling. And that website is simply warrenculturalcenter.com. And you can follow a link on the events tab to buy tickets in advance. Or you can call our store here, Ed and Eva's store. The phone number is 641-743-2566. And you can call there to get tickets in advance.
Okay. And, you know, when we give those addresses, sometimes they kind of go over my mind. And so when I was looking for something, I thought, okay, I couldn't even think of the name Warren. I just put in Cultural Center, Greenfield, Iowa. There you came up. So sometimes you don't need to know everything. And there it was. And as you said, you have a great way to look at who the staff is, where to get tickets, what the events are. And, you know, I didn't click on, is there a history tab?
There is, and there's some pages with a little bit of the history of our restored 1896 Opera House, so you can read a little more. But for these shows, all of the events, really, you know, it's a small theater, so there's not a bad seat in the house, great acoustics. It's really an intimate show with these bands playing. So I know that people enjoy it when they come here mm-hmm. and experience our Opera House and the shows that we have.
So I want to, we'll remind people of how they do contact you again here before we end, but just give us just a little quick picture of that history. Was it a theater when it first was built?
Yes, it was built in 1896. Mr. and Mrs. Warren ran a dry goods business on the sidewalk level, and the theater is on the upper level here. It was really in its heyday around the turn of the century and into the 1920s. They put on vaudeville-style acts and local talent on the stage, but it was gradually used less and less. It continued to be used for dances, community events, and roller skating. But by the end of the 1940s, this upper level of the building was abandoned completely. And so it sat vacant for more than 40 years until we started work to restore it in about the mid-1990s. And then capped it all off and opened our doors in April of 2012.
Okay, excellent. And it's, as you mentioned, a unique kind of center that people can enjoy. And so, again, remind us how we might find out more information about any of these many events that are coming up on the 4th and 5th of March.
Sure. Our website, again, is Warren Cultural Center, all one word, warrenculturalcenter.com. or you can find us on Facebook if you type in that phrase, or you can call Ed and Eva's store at 641-743-2566.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Ken Seide, for bringing us up to date on what's happening over in Greenfield at the Warren Cultural Center. And until next time, here's a thought. Don't waste your time looking back. Move on, for life is not meant to be traveled backwards.